So, what we did in Pasuk Dalet so far, over several weeks, we were discussing the Gemara, two Gemaras, about the party of Achashverosh. And the first one was, we spent 3 weeks on, that he wore the clothing of the Big Day Kahuna. And Rashi said it didn't mean the regular Kohanim. Rashi added on that it meant the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Rashi added on the word the Gemara didn't say. And then the end of that same Pasuk says how long the party was for. So really, my original plan was to go further and to start the next Pasuk, even though I feel like I'm being rushed by some people here. But because it's Pasha Tetzaveh, which deals with the Big Day Kahuna.
Excuse me, who's rushing the Rav? Who has the chutzpah to rush the Rav?
I should go back to Pasuk Dalet.
So therefore, we're going to do it again, Big Day Kahuna. We're going to go into Big Day Kahuna for another answer. So we're going to go into a little bit of Big Day Kahuna this week's Parsha, and then we're going to circle around with real Lumdus, and we're going to use that Lumdus to answer the question again, where did Rashi know that even though the Gemara says he was Lovish Big Day Kahuna, Rashi added on there was a Big Day Kohen Gadol. So first we're going to take a step back. And we're going to start with an interesting Pasuk. The Pasuk says like this, it's in Vayakal, a similar Pasuk in this week's Parsha. The Pasuk, when it talks about the clothing, says, in Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Yates says Ves Big Day Asrod the Sharis Bakodesh. We don't care about that for now. As Big Day Akodesh, the holy clothing La Aron Akoyin, that's set up for Aron Akoyin, the holy clothing for Aron Akoyin. The as Big Day Bonov, and Aaron's clothing is kids' clothing Lechain, that's used for Kahuna. Targum, look at the Targum's lashon here. Targum says as Vushe Shemushe L'Shamasha B'Kutshei. Yostavushe kuchel Aaron, the holy clothing of Aaron, and the Yostavushe benoy l'shamasha, and the clothing of his sons that I used for the avodah. So the question that is asked on this targum that then we're going to have to analyze is it seems to be describing analytically the two types of clothing differently. We have again the pasuk says both big day kahuna of gadol Aaron is the kohen gadol and the big dekuna of the regular big dekuna. When it comes to the pasuk,
the kohen hedyim.
When it says the big day of Aaron a kohen, it calls it big day ha kodesh, the holy clothing. That's when it talks about Aaron. Uvanov, it calls it a big day banov lichahein, that is used for avoido. So wait a second, big day kuna gadol is not used for avoido. Big day joitim is not considered kodesh. Let's figure this out. So we start with a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam in Perakhes of Kli Mimigdash says these words. Asa l'kayin hejet. It is forbidden for a kayin hejet l'loyshay to wear the clothing ela b'shas avoida. Now what does that mean to wear the clothing? We have to go back for 1 second. And it says this. Big day kahuna. The clothing of the kahanim. This means all kahanim probably. Mutal lahanas b'hem. You're allowed to benefit from them. By putting on clothing, you benefit from clothing. L'fichach loy v'shay soim b'yayim avadasa. You're allowed to use it the day he's working on it. Afilu shaloi b'shas avoido, even if it's not exactly during the avoido, except for what? The avnet. The avnet, which is the belt. Why? Rambam says, mipnei shu shatnes. That means there's a problem. You are, some of the clothing, the kahanim, that's both regular hedjet and kohen gadol, that is made of, which we're learning in this week's parsha.
They contain shatnes.
This week's parsha. So the question is, are you allowed to wear shatnes? Yeah. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the tzavo, in this week's parsha, commandment to wear the clothing when you do the avodah, so that's it, you have no choice. In a simple phrase, it's not as simple as that we'll see tonight, it's I say, the chalais I say, the essay of performing the karbonis, of using the sacrifices, it pushes aside the lois I say of don't wear klayim. Now, that's only when the guy's doing the avodah. What about when he's not using the avodah? Then the Rambam says, also l'koyin hedyit, very strange word, since it's klayim, a kohen hedjet is aser, it gets malchus, it even says, to wear the clothing of Big Day Kahuna when it's not avoida. Why? Because if you're doing the avoida, we have this concept called a seder chalese. But if you start walking around, there's no seder chalese, you're not doing anything, you're just walking around. So if you're wearing the clothing that has a shatnez, you're like a regular Jew wearing shatnez. Regular Jew wearing shatnez gets punished.
Why only a kohen hedjet?
Oh, that's going to be obvious, Kash. And then Rambam finishes. Now, the question that he just asked, very obvious question. I said it. We just said ourselves. The Avnet is the same by the Kohen Hedjet and Kohen Gadol. Both Avnets contain shatnez. And by the way, as a side thing, by the Kohen Gadol, he has more clothing that has shatnez. Because the Choshen and the Eifer also have shatnez. So he has three problems. And the Kohen Hedjet has one problem. But yet the Rambam openly states, he said the words, an added word in the Rambam. Asa l'koyin hedjet Levoisha because of shatness, if he's stam walking around. So the obvious question becomes, why is a Kohen Gadol allowed to walk around with the shatness clothing when he's not doing Avoida? Now we understand, during Avoida time, of course you're allowed to wear shatness, because that's, we just said, Aseidah Chalei said this week's parasha. Not even a question. Not even a question. But now, why is the Kohen Gadol's situation different than the Kohen Hedget? The Kohen Hedget now is not allowed to wear the clothing as soon as the Avoida is over, take off your belt.
Right.
Kohen Gadol allowed to walk around his belt. Very, very obvious question. It's so obvious, this question, that not only do we not need a local person sitting here, but they're already the borderline Rishon. Their advisor already is asking these questions. Like, what's going on? And why Kohen Hedget, not Kohen Gadol? That's the kasha.
Didn't the Kohen Gadol change his clothes when he went to the Avoida?
That is Yom Kippur time. Okay. Now we're talking about regular days, yes. And Yom Kippur, he wasn't even wearing the Choshen Avdeh. He wore different clothing anyway. Now, here's another Rambam. We're going to put it together. Also in Kli Hamikdash. That's going to start beginning the answer. So again, our goal to get to tonight is to figure out the difference between Kohen Hedget and Kohen Gadol, and then understand why we know that when it said Achashverosh wore the Big Tekuna, when the Gemara was vague, Rashi adds on, Big Tekuna means Kohen Gadol. We said, well, man, can taste. So now, there's another Rambam. Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel. Here it says that the Kohen Gadol has an obligation. I wrote down the wrong halacha. Okay. The Kohen Gadol has an obligation to remain in the Beis Hamikdash the entire day. Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, that's probably the pasuk, it's machlokes with the sources. Right. From the Mikdash he shall not leave. He belongs in the Beis Hamikdash 24/7. That's his job. 24/7 in the Beis Hamikdash. So, someone will learn. The Radvaz wants to learn this. The Kohen Gadol.
Which day?
All days.
He's never there.
Why are you saying that?
On the Kippur, he's there.
No. He's there all there. He's in the Beis Hamikdash every day. He's allowed to be taken in the beginning. The Mishnah in Yuma says he's the first one to take. Yom Kippur is when he has an obligation to do the Avoida that no one else can do. We'll get to that soon because it comes up big nafkamina. But Kohen Gadol is obligated miyuchad on Yom Kippur, but every day he could do whatever Avoida he wants and he's there anyway. He can decide not to do the Avoida. But it says the Kohen Gadol gets to choose first. And before the raffles, he gets to choose first. So the Kohen Gadol has an obligation to stay the whole day in the Beis Hamikdash. So someone will learn like this. Someone will understand, Radvaz sort of says this, that a Kohen Gadol, the reason why he's in the Beis Hamikdash the whole day is because he's on call 24/7. He's on call 24/7. His job is to be available to do service at any moment. So because he has a job to be available for 24-hour service all the time, he's allowed to walk around with Avnit all the time with the Shatnas. Why? Because he's on call 24/7. He doesn't have a job that I work part-time as a rabbi of a synagogue, and people think he works full-time, so they bother him. So it's not a part-time job to be Kohen Gadol, it's a full-time job. 24/7, you're on call. You're on call 24/7, you got to be dressed apart.
Right.
Like by the firemen, they go down the pole, they put on their clothing, but they should be wearing it full-time. They should be wearing the fire after the entire time, don't waste time. So since they're on call entirely, since they're on call 24/7, the Kohen Gadol becomes permitted to wear shatness the entire time. A Kohen Hedget is not on call 24/7. Even the days of the year when he's on call, even the days of the year when he's in the Beis Hamikdash, he's only there to do the service.
Right.
The only there to do the service,
only,
is fine.
He's the only there for the Avoda.
For the Avoda. The moment you step away from the Avoda, take your clothing off. You're not on call 24/7. So therefore, it's a very simple answer they want to say. Why did the Rambam say specifically, Osir, for a Kohen Hedget to wear the clothing that has shatness? What are the Kohen Gadol wearing shatness also? Answer number one is very simple. Kohen Hedget is not aware of shatness. Why? He's only there to do the Avoida. If the Avoida is over, you got no head to walk around shatness. A Kohen Gadol is not there for the Avoida only. He's on call 24/7. He's about to do the Avoida. Since he's always about to do the Avoida, since at any second it can be involved, he's on call 24/7. Call 24/7. He's allowed to wear the shatness because that means he's doing the mitzvah the entire time. That's all related to the concept of how you look at the Lavush. If we stop right here, we have a very idea. Both the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedget can wear Klayim, and they can wear Klayim only during the Avoida. The difference between them is the Kohen Gadol's Avoida is 24/7, and the Kohen Hedget's Avoida is only B'shas the Avoida. The difference that results is, do they have to take the clothing off as soon as the Avoida is over? But the clothing is an Avoida Dikadin. When you Avoida, how much Avoida, that determines the amount of time you're allowed to wear. So the Kohen Hedget, the Rambam says, listen, buddy, you're only allowed to wear it during the Avoida. Avoida is over, get out of here. Take the clothing off. You can't walk around with Shanis. The Kohen Gadol has 24/7. But there's another lumdus.
It only says L'chaim by Hedget.
L'chaim?
L'chaim.
Oh. No, we're going to get that in a minute. Yes. Now, there's another approach by the Achroinim. The Lamed Shachroinim say like this. They say, no, that's understanding that Be'etzem, The Kohen Gadol's clothing and the Kohen Kedjut's clothing are the same thing. They're both worn for the Avodah, and the fight, the disagreement, the difference between them is when is the Avodah. But there's another way to do it. And that's based on the Ramban in this week's Parsha, while we're discussing this again. The Ramban adds on a word when he discusses, we have discussed in the past, that the same phrase in this week's Parsha appears twice. L'chavoid u'l'seferes. Both by Kohen Gadol and by Kohen Kedjut. Mm-hmm. Both times, it's covered with it. But the Ramban writes, by the Kohen Gadol, what's with this funny clothing he's wearing? He calls it the covered of kings. He's supposed to look different than the rest of the nation. He's above, not a Kohen Kedjut, the Kohen Gadol is above the rest of the nation. He's supposed to be above everyone, and therefore he wears clothing like a king. So someone has said like this. They want to say, the difference between the Kohen Gadol's clothing and the Kohen Kedjut's clothing is not that they're the exact same thing, it's a timing issue. The difference is what is the purpose and what is the obligation of the clothing. According to their alumnus is this. The Kohen Gadol's clothing is there to serve the Kohen Gadol to make him look different. The clothing is set up for a different oifen. And when he puts on this clothing, it's a mitzvah itself. It's a mitzvah itself. Because he is supposed to separate himself from the average people. So he has to put on the special garb, the royal clothing. By putting on the royal clothing, he's fulfilling his obligation of looking different than the rest of the nation. The Kohen Hedget doesn't have this royal garb. The Kohen Hedget has to wear certain clothing, a uniform for the job. So you put on your police uniform when you're doing the job. When you're not doing the job, take it off, especially if it has klayim in it. The Kohen Gadol's klayim is not an avoided dikadin. According to the first answer, it was all avoided. Question is timing. According to this answer, it's two different things completely. The Kohen Gadol's clothing is there, l'chavir l'tiferes, to look like a king, to be a king, to separate himself. It's a mitzvah in itself to wear the clothing. As opposed to the Kohen Hedget. It's not a mitzvah. He has no obligation to put on the clothing. If he's taking a day off, he's in bed, he's not feeling well, don't put on the clothing. You should not put on the clothing. That's climate. The Kohen Gadol is supposed to have the clothing on as much as possible. What the Chiddush Nar of this answers is this. We have discussed many times in this class, many times, that we agree that there are 613 mitzvahs. We don't really, everyone agrees, but most agree. The Ramban questions, where do we know 613 from? What are the 613? Tremendous debate. The Ga'onim, the Rishonim, they're all fighting. What goes into 613? And it's based on the rules they have. The Rambam wrote a whole Sefer. He wrote a whole introduction, 14 rules of what defines something. So we discussed a couple weeks ago how things that were not forever, if they're only in the time of the Midbar, doesn't get counted for the 613.
14 rules, what define what?
14 rules to define what's its own mitzvah that gets listed or not. So for example, to slaughter a sacrifice, you have four things. You have to slaughter it, capture the blood, walk the blood over to the altar, and spray it. Yeah. Is that one mitzvah or four? The Rambam says that'll count as one. Because it's steps in one avodah. But he gives lists. He says steps don't count as separate things. Anything that occurred in the desert that was not going to be long-term, doesn't count. Doesn't get counted as 613. It's still a mitzvah. Doesn't count. Leaving over the mon. I think we discussed once here. We discussed about the building of the Aron. All these things become a question. The rest, and everyone has their own shittas. The Rasag, upside you're going, when he writes the 613 mitzvahs, he writes as a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to wear clothing. So all the Achroinim ask him, what are you Kohen Gadol wear clothing? Why are you adding the word Gadol? Your question was, why did the Rambam say before, you have to take your clothing off Kohen Hedget, not Kohen Gadol? Here they have the reverse. A Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to wear clothing. So everyone says, what do you mean the mitzvah of Kohen Gadol? Mitzvah of Kohen Hedget also, what's the difference? But according to the Lamdas who's saying now, there's a big difference. The Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to wear clothing in itself. The clothing in itself becomes a mitzvah because it's about the person looking different. That's a 24-7 mitzvah. That has nothing to do with the Avodah. If he wakes up one day, and he's in the basement, which I did, he asked. He's allowed to be there. He's there on a regular Thursday. He said, you know what? Today I'm not doing any avodah. He still puts on the clothing. The Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to put on the clothing, to separate himself from the looks of it. So he has to put it on. That's why there's a mitzvah irrelevant to the avodah. If a Kohen Hedget knows one day he's not feeling well, and he's not coming to the basement, or he comes to the basement, he's not doing avodah, take the clothing off. Also to be wearing the clothing, you have Shabbos in it. There's no heter, there's no avodah. The Kohen Gadol's heter is always when you are wearing clothing, because you have a mitzvah to wear clothing. And now, let's go to the Targum, which Tzuri reminds me of. Let's look at the Pasuk. This lumdus is beautiful. It's found in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "As big day, ha-kodesh la-Aaron ha-Kohen, the holy clothing of Aaron the Kohen Gadol, v'ez big day banov, the children's clothing, l'chahein, which serves them, which is used for service. L'chahein is used for service." So it makes perfect sense. Because there is a difference between them. The Kohen Gadol's clothing is itself as a special concept of the mitzvah of wearing it. It might even have special kedusha. It's a special kedusha because it's not totally in the avodah. It's not based in the avodah. The guy knows, but he still has to do it. But the Kohen Hedget, he doesn't have Kedusha, it's a Hechet Zimtza. So if you have under the service, the same way we're not going to count slaughtering, capturing the blood, walking the blood, spritching the blood as four separate avoidas, because otherwise the mitzvah are unlimited, we don't count wearing the clothing. Because the wearing the clothing is part of the service. So service gets called one mitzvah. One mitzvah 613 is called service. Within the service is multiple steps. But it's called the service one. The Kohen Gadol doesn't have a service one. He has a wearing clothing one. It's irrelevant to the service. Because it itself is chashuv. The difference might be in halacha, what you do once you don't have to, what level of clothing is it? Is the stuff lekachay, the word it says about big da hakodesh, means it has the chefs of kedusha. There are two types of kedusha when you learn through shas. There's something called kedusha da guf, something called kedusha dam. If I decide to give this table to the Beis Hamikdash, the table doesn't have a sanctity to it by itself. What it means is I'm giving the value of the table. I give the table to these guys and they figure out how to sell it. But if I give a certain animal, let's say, that's slaughterable, it's a kosher animal, or I give wine that could be used for a libation, that's the word, then these things itself inherently become holy, and it becomes different halachas on how to treat them. It's possible to say, it's a long sugya enough for tonight, that the Kohen Gadol's clothing has Kedushas HaGuf. It's a separate standalone thing. But the Kohen Hedges clothing is only service stuff. It's a policeman's uniform. The guy retires, throw it in the garbage. The difference between, as we say in a fractal, tzitzis and tefillin. Tefillin is inherently kosher. So tefillin, you can't throw in the garbage, chashom. Tzitzis, not everyone's knowing that way, but you could technically throw the tzitzis in the garbage.
It's a
chetzo mitzvah. So a chetzo mitzvah doesn't mean much. I'm not saying it's nothing. But the clothing is used in the, yarmulke is used in the service of mitzvah. So it doesn't get its own thing. What was our original kasha? Now what we did so far is, we're answering the Rambam. The Rambam saying, also a kohen hedget, because a kohen gadol, not he has a mitzvah all the time to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. He has a mitzvah to wear in the clothing. And we keep on saying, asay doicha lois asay. So anytime you have the asay of whatever it's going to be in a second from now, you push aside the client. So according to the first answer we gave, the asay was service. Kohen Gadol has 24-hour service. Kohen Hedget has 5-hour service. After 5 hours, take it off. But according to them, we're not saying that. It's not the service. The Kohen Gadol wearing the clothing every second he wears is Mekayim Mitzvah. Like the Rasag said, there's a mitzvah to wear clothing. The mitzvah of a Kohen Gadol wearing clothing pushes aside the shatnas. The Kohen Hedget doesn't have a mitzvah to wear clothing, so what's he putting on shatnas for? Oh, when he does service. So when you do the service, you can wear it. No more service, you can't. Because the Rambam says, Israel came late, that a Kohen Hedget must take off his clothing because of shatnas right away. We said the Kohen Gadol also has shatnas in his clothing. So now we go back to our question. According to what we're saying now, there's an inherent kedusha, an inherent holiness to the wearing of kahuna gadola. An inherent kedusha, we're saying it so far that the clothing is infused with special sanctity. Might not be able to get rid of it the same way. It has special, can't just put it in the garbage. It has special holiness. So now what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Achashverosh is running a party. And the Gemara says he put on big day kahuna. He put on big day kahuna. Rashi says, you know, by the way, big day kahuna means kohen gadol. We ask right away. Big tekuna means all kahana take a clothing. Doesn't say kohen gadol. Rashi's adding on a crucial word there. Going to a saying that makes perfect sense. Because it was what Aronovich was saying a couple weeks ago, but added on in depth. Achashverosh is putting on the clothing for what? To say, ich bin du, I'm chashuv. So that clothing is only when you're wearing clothes that's inherently chashuv. If you put on inherently clothing chashuv, a kohen gadol's clothing that has special sanctity to it, then you say ich bin chashuv. But is it chashuv to put on a police uniform if you're not doing any avoda? The kohen hedget's clothing has no sanctity to it. It's a police uniform. It's not when you're going to do the avoda, put the police uniform on. If you're not doing avoda, take it off. Not doing avoda, you're mechuyev to take it off. You're mechuyev because it has shatnas in it. Actually, it doesn't give a shatnas. But you're mechuyev to take it off. Why? Because why are you wearing the clothing? You know, I'm walking around with the clothing. So what he says is now, what Rashi was telling us, by the way, you want to know why he's putting on the clothing? Achashverosh. To showing off could only exist in a world where he's wearing inherently chashuv stuff. Otherwise, why is it different than my suit? My $9 suit is no different than a Kohen's $9 police uniform. Who cares? I'm not showing off. If I'm not a police officer and everyone knows I'm not, and I put on a police uniform, so it's Purim. Achashverosh didn't really, he made Purim in the end, Achashverosh, but that wasn't the original plan. So he's sitting and putting on the clothing. So the only way to show off is to put on a cloth that's inherently chashuv. So therefore Rashi said, oh, you want to know Achashverosh putting on the clothing? Because he wants to look chashuv. Aronovich said last time because it was more valuable. Is that what you said last time? We're saying now the more value is not necessarily what we said last time, because it had gold in it. That's what we said last time. The inherent value of showing off, because the Kohen Gadol's clothing had gold. Kohen Hetzer's clothing had no gold. That's a good answer. Now we're saying it's not the physical value of the clothing. It's the spiritual concept of what it represents. The Rasag says there's a mitzvah to put on Kohen Gadol. Achashver is saying, Ich bin du, I'm putting on this mitzvah. Kohen Hetzer doesn't have that. So we started this again a few weeks ago. Of how do we, Rashi, first we discussed a few weeks, but we discussed that question. Where does Rashi know that the Gemara doesn't say the word Kohen Gadol? The Gemara says Big Day Kuna. So how does Rashi know Big Day Kuna means Big Day Kuna Gadol?
It goes along with the fact that we wanted to recreate the throne. We wanted the Kedusha, right?
That was a different answer. Yeah, we gave different answers. Along the same answer. Mm-hmm. Now, that's all going right now on the Yesod, that when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, there's an actual value to the clothing, a spiritual value, as he said. And the Kohen Hedges clothing is a uniform. It's a better way, I like the word. It's a uniform. It's a uniform to put on. And if you're not doing the job, by the way, I'm not sure if a police officer is off duty, I don't know what the official law is. Is he allowed to walk around in his uniform? He's not allowed, right? He's not. Why? Because the uniform is only there to do the job. The uniform is there for the job.
You dress up on
form of the
kind of
job? So now we have, if we had the real clothing, it would be an issue.
If it looks very, if it looks the same, so
okay. I hear.
Obviously not. The shatna is a matum of the shatna. Could you make it look the same?
Maybe. So now, if we stopped right here, we have a tremendous share, and we had good pizza, and we have a real lumdish thing. We're giving two new answers now. One new answer on Achashverosh, two new differences in answer to the Rambam. The Rambam again said that also for a Kohen Hedger to wear the clothing outside the Avodah. We said, why only Kohen Hedger? Everyone has Shanas. So the first answer is a timing issue, and really the clothing of a Kohen Hedger and the clothing of a Kohen Gadol, there's no difference between them. They're both in the service. They're both service industry clothing. So they're both there for service. The question is, when is the service? Okay. That's the first answer, and then this would not apply to Achashverosh. But according to the second Lamdash approach, that the difference between the is not based on when they're in service, but on the inherent kedusha of it, we now move it over to answer Achashverosh. So we tie in this week's parasha and Esther, which was still on Pasuk Daled. Anyway, we're going to close it up now. We're going back to the original question. Why? The original question tonight answers the original question. Why did the Rambam say only Kohen Hedget has to take his clothing off right away? Because of shatness. Kohen Gadol also has shatness. We gave two answers. Either they're the same, Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedget, but it's totally in this man. Or there's a difference between them. One's clothing is more impressive than the other one's clothing. We use that second answer to explain Achashverosh. That was all going Kohen Gadol's clothing versus Kohen Hedges' clothing. Then within Kohen Hedges' clothing, we went down a notch and we said, oh, let's have another clap. What is the reason the Kohen Hedges has to wear it? Is it the person has to be wearing it or the Avodah needs it? And we left with a question on that one. Have a great night. We have 10 people for Ma'ariv. Let's do it.
Yeah.